The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور
My dear viewers of Wendy Channel, welcome to another Islam. We're going to be talking about a great personality. A great personality is the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtadha karamallahu wajhahu al-Kareem inshallah. Let's start by first of all listening to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that once a beggar came to some non-Muslims who for out of mockery, out of joking with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, they sent to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, that beggar. The beggar came into the court of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he recited salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 10 times, and he blew on the palm of this person, on the beggar's palm. And he said to him, close the palm and go and open it in front of the non-Muslims. When the beggar went, he opened the palm in front of the non-Muslims. They were shocked to find that there were dinars in the palms of this beggar, meaning gold coins in the palms of the beggar. And as some of them at that time, they embraced Islam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, this was a fazilat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, as well as fazilat of sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is a personality of great miracles, great maqam, great status. And this is what our topic is, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we have our muballighin with us as well. Inshallah, they'll be speaking on this. Before we go on to our topic, let's start by listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran and the praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد مصطفى قر كيال أنجتن ہے با کمال مصطفیٰ پر ان کی آل پنجتن ہے با کمال
مجھ پہ کتنا نیازی کرم ہو گیا دنیا کہنے لگی پنجتن کا گدا اس گھرانے کا جب سے میں نوکر ہوا سب سے اچھی میری نوکری ہو گئی
ہے با کمال میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں
میں غلام ابن غلام ہوں میں فقیر خیر انام ہوں
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
مجھے عشق ہے تو خدا سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو رسول سے یہ کرم ہے سارا بطول کا میرے منہ سے آئے مہک صدا جو میں نام لوں تیرا جھوم کے
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ اور ان کی یار کی پنج تن ہے با کمال میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
سے ہے مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کے وطن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کی گلی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو علی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسن سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے مجھے عشق شاہ زمن سے ہے
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ اور ان کی یار کی پنج تن ہے با کمال میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
کیسے تن سے وہ سل جدا جہاں عشق ہے وہیں کربلا میری بات انہی کی بات ہے میرے سامنے وہی ذات ہے وہی جن کو شیر خدا کہیں جنہیں باب صلی علی کہیں وہی جن کو ذات علی کہیں وہی پوختہ ہے میں تو خام ہوں
غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ اور ان کی یار کی پنج تن ہے با کمال میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
میں قمر ہوں شاعر بے نوا میری حیثیت ہی بھلا ہے کیا وہ ہے بادشاہوں کے بادشاہ میں ہوں ان کے در کا بس ایک گدا میرا پنج تن سے ہے واسطہ میرا نسبتوں کا ہے سلسلہ میں فقیر خیر الانام ہوں
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں
کیا بات رضا
کیا بات رضا
او منستان کرم کی زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول
Alhamdulillah, inshallah, today we are talking about a great personality. We are talking about the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is none other than Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karamallahu wajhal kareem, alhamdulillah. We have a Muballigin with us, we have Hafiz Kareem, mashallah, azawajal with us. We also have Hafiz Bhai with us, alhamdulillah, Ustaz Asif Sahib with us as well, alhamdulillah. So alhamdulillah, this great topic today about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Who is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? Just imagine that personality who's had the tarbiyat, who has the upbringing from the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was from the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who bought Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and he was from the first of the children to embrace Islam. Subhanallah, this is how close he was to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his own daughter to in the hand. Subhanallah, what would the maqam of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu be? And he was, mashallah, from the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a Quraishi, and he was the son of the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many other greatness about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll start with Hafiz Kalim Madani. Inshallah, Hafsab, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Abdul Hanan bhai, just to begin, I would like to mention that throughout history there have been people who have come and gone. Some had one virtue, some had two virtues.
Allah.
Even if they had 10 virtues, as soon as they left the world, people forgot about them. Today, Allah, we don't remember them.
Allah.
But Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, is that blessed individual that he has countless virtues.
Subhanallah.
Where to start, where to end, subhanallah. Allah. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the great muhaddith, he says that the amount of narrations that have appeared regarding the fadail of Sayyidina Ali, they have not come for any other sahabi, meaning the quantity of narrations, subhanallah. So this goes to show that this was an extraordinary individual in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose fadail knows no limit, subhanallah. And not only people in his time praised him, but even now, 1400 years later, and inshallah, until Qiyamah, people will continuously speak about this blessed individual. And why wouldn't this be the case? This is that blessed individual who the Prophet Ali salam directly addressed and said, "Anta akhi fi dunya wal akhirah." Oh Ali, you are my brother in this world and the akhirah. And one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "Man kuntu maulahu fa aliyun maula." Whoever I am a maula for, then Ali is his maula as well. So like this, through the blessed tongue of Rasulullah alayhi salam, we have heard the fadail of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And this is why we acknowledge his greatness today, alhamdulillah. Now, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, just to begin regarding his biography briefly, he was born approximately 30 years after the incident of the elephant, when Abraha came, and obviously with an evil intention, 30 years approximately after that. And as you mentioned, subhanallah, he was privileged, he was honored, the greatest honor you could say, to be raised in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, what happened was, there was a famine that struck the Quraysh at that time. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a well-wisher, and he tried to alleviate people's difficulty. So when he saw his uncle Abu Talib was in great difficulty during that famine, to lessen the burden, he took Sayyidina Ali into his own care. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, as such, was fortunate to open his eyes in the blessed lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he heard the sayings of Rasulullah alaihi wasallam. He saw the blessed, beautiful countenance of Rasulullah alaihi wasallam right from the young age. And even his acceptance of Islam, you mentioned the first child to accept Islam, even that was unique as well,
subhanallah,
very young age.
Subhanallah.
And how it actually transpired was that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu one day saw the Prophet alayhi salam and Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha performing ibadah, worship, salah. And he was curious, and he saw this, what is this, every single day I'm seeing the Prophet alayhi salam perform certain acts. So he asked, he said, "What is this that you do?" He's inquisitive, he's thinking about these deep things even at that age as well, subhanAllah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that we are worshipping the one true God. the one who is worthy of being worshipped.
Allah.
He has ordained this way. He has sent his messengers, alayhim salam, for the guidance of people. So, O Ali, I would also request you to do the same.
Allah.
Meaning follow that Lord who has no partners. He has no associates. And he is the one worthy of being worshipped. Now, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he's a young age child now. He said, let me think about this. Let me consult with my father, Abu Talib. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this was the beginning stage of Islam and there was no tabligh openly, it wasn't openly propagated Islam, obviously for various reasons. So the Prophet alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Ali that don't discuss it with your father at the moment. Meaning if you're not going to accept Islam right now, but don't discuss it with your father. Think about it. And the historians, the scholars mentioned that at that particular moment, Sayyidina Ali on that night didn't accept Islam, but the following morning, the words of the Prophet ﷺ had now penetrated his heart, subhanAllah, that worship Allah, he alone is worthy of being worshipped. He has sent the Anbiya ﷺ with the message. He has no partners. And all of this made sense to him. The following day, it shows at that age of the Nanbai, his level of intellect as well, to ponder over, it's not a small matter, bringing faith. And the next morning he came and subhanAllah, he embraced faith in Islam, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first child to accept Islam at that age. So like this, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, from the beginning, as you mentioned in the tarbiyah, the upbringing, nurturing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, if a certain person is raised by a pious person, everyone speaks about it. Everyone says, well, you know, he grew up in the lap of so-and-so. And alhamdulillah, on Madri channel, we see a very fortunate child who is always with Amir Ahl Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Ali. And we say, mashallah, that child is going places. Why? Because mashallah, he's in the tarbiyah of Amir Ahl Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Ali. He has the watchful gaze of Amir Ahl Sunnah upon him. But here, without comparison, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is under the merciful and watchful gaze of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why, there's no doubt, this is why he went so far and he achieved so much as well. Inshallah, like this, we will continue to discuss his other attributes, Ishq-e Rasool, love of the Prophet alayhi salam, that was overflowing in his heart, his willingness to sacrifice for Islam as well, and much more as well, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Hafiz Sahib very beautifully explained that from their childhood, that how Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he accepted Islam on his own behalf, on his own will, subhanAllah. And this is the greatness of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And imagine someone who's 8 years old, or 9 years old, 10 years old, at that age, and then having this understanding, subhanAllah. This is obviously, these personalities, these greatness people are picked and they were made to be amongst the Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan. Some were asked with the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and selected. Mm-hmm. Someone from being from the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being blessed with the upbringing of the Prahfet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa sahab, lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ye hamara mauzu hai aaj na.
So, kya baat hai? Abdul Rahman aise ki inna diyan shana bayan kar sakde hain.
Allah
ke bare khuda ka kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam diyan hadith mubarakah. Fir ayat mubarakah de vich mention kita gaya ke suratul baqara di ayat mubarakah ke alladhina yunfikuna amwalahum bil layli wan nahari sirran wa alaniya. کہ ایک قول دے مطابق کی آیت مبارکہ مولا علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ دے بارے چ نازل کیتی گئی کہ انہاں تے 4 درہم سے انہاں نے ایک دن چ خرچ کرتا ایک رات خرچ کرتا ایک اعلانیہ طور تے ایک ہڈ کر کے انہوں نے ماشاءاللہ خرچ کر دیتا کیڑے کیڑے وصف دی انہاں دی گل کیتی جاوے شجاعت دی صداقت دی
ماشاءاللہ
انہاں دی سخاوت دی ماشاءاللہ جس شعبے دے وچ ملایا لیا جاوے ماشاءاللہ اس وی شیر خدا کرم اللہ تعالی وجہ الکریم آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے انہاں دی تربیت کس لحاظ نہ کیتی کس طرح کیتی ماشاءاللہ شاناں ہی بڑیاں بلندا انہاں دی تو الحمدللہ عزوجل کچھ نصیبی ساڈی کی الحمدللہ عزوجل انہاں پاک ہستیاں دا سی ذکر کردے ہاں تے الحمدللہ انہاں دی برکتاں سانوں ملدیاں
جب سینا علی رضی اللہ کا ذکر ہوتا نا تو دل میں
چہرہ کی
پیدا ہوتی ہے
کھل اٹھتا ہے
یو نو یو آٹومیٹکلی گین دس سمائل ان یور فیس اینڈ دیز ور دیز گریٹ پرسنالٹیز وچ دس ٹائپ اف لو از دیئر فار الحمدللہ بیکاز the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was for these people and the sahaba ikram, they love amongst each other, subhanallah. These are great personalities, inshallah. We're talking about the line of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've also got mashallah, today we've got a unique panel today, mashallah. We've got Punjabi and Patwari in one silsila, alhamdulillah. We've got English, mashallah, Punjabi and Patwari. We've got Hafiz bhai with us as well. Hafiz bhai, on kis tarah ek gal shuru kariye, sher-e-khuda, karam Allah wajhul kareem, the line of Allah.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. عبد الرحمن بھائی ماشاء اللہ اصل استاد ہونا بڑی اچھی کن اسلام قبول کیتا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے سارا ماشاء اللہ بیان کیتا اصل استاد انہیں بھی ماشاء اللہ بڑا اچھا حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہر گل ہی اصا نے نرالی ہے
اللہ تعالیٰ ماشاء اللہ
جی آپ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نو کرم اللہ تعالیٰ وجہ الکریم مکہ شریف پیدا ہوئے تے 3 سال بعد جدو ابراہ لشکر چاڑی جاندہ سا کعبے پر اس واقعہ اصحاب الفیل نے اس بعد آنے کے نا انہ نے والدہ اور حیدر اپنے والد نے نائے پر
اللہ
تے انہ نے والد اور انہ نا رکھے علی تے اور لقب دیتا نے اسد اللہ اللہ نہ شیر
اللہ
لائن آف دی اللہ
سو دس از ویئر دی ٹائٹل ہز کم
فرام جی جی سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم تے سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ایک اور بھی لقب لے کے دیتا ہنے بھی کہ بڑا چنگا لگنا سا تے ایک واری گئے آپ انہاں نے کار تے حضرت فاطمہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا کو پوچھ لگے کتھے اے او باہر گئے وے ذرا تے باہر گئے تے کہنے تم سیتی اج کر نہیں سیتا تے نہیں بند سے نبی مٹی مٹی ہونی سے ساری تے لیٹے وے تے علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ تو چادر لتی سے تھوڑی مٹی بھی لگی گئی سی نے تے سرکار مدینہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ والہ وسلم حالے اٹھ ابو تراب لقب جڑا نا مکی پسند ابو الحسن بھی آنے نے اور قرار موڑی موڑی تے حملے کرنے والا سب سے پہلو دسے نے دسے پرورش سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ والہ وسلم نے کرائی تو تھے ہتھاں چی ہوئی تے آپ نے کیڑی کیڑی گلاں دی گل کری ہے شجاعت دی گل کری ہے اتنے بہادر سے کہ باقی ویاد بیان کر سکے خیبر اکیلے اکیلے نے دروازے کتنے بڑے ہونے سارے تکنے فورٹ نے دروازے کتنے بڑے ہونے جی تے ایک ہتھے نال او دروازہ لایا نے
اللہ
طاقت پھر کتھوں اللہ تعالی نال ہوئے جسے اللہ رسول نال ہوئے جی تے او دروازہ لائی تو ویسے تو شیلڈ ہونی نہیں اس کی ٹال ہنے او دروازہ ٹال بنائی رکھا نے
اللہ جی بھی ہماری چال ماشاءاللہ یو کین سی دیٹ The passion of the Muballigeen when we talk about great personalities like this, when we talk about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, you can see the passion building up. It's like a, you know, it gives strength to our Iman when we mention Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, subhanAllah. And these were the unique personalities which gave strength to Iman. And alhamdulillah, they became the leader of the believers. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he was the Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was the leader of the believers. He was the commander of the faithful, subhanAllah. This is that great personality, you know, such courage, such bravery. But there's a very beautiful quote of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, I'm going to share with the viewers of Madhi Channel. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, when you become capable of taking revenge against your enemies, you should forgive him as an expression of gratitude. Subhanallah. This is that great personality. He himself showed that gratitude, that forgiveness. However, you know, the bravery of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. When the same time you know that how his forgiving was as well, how he would let people up and how he would care for people as well.
Subhanallah. No doubt, Abdulhan bhai, these qualities were directly as a result again of being in the company of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ustaz have touched upon the generosity. Where did he learn that? From the court of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. The bravery, the Sahaba say, especially during the key battles, Badr and Uhud waghaira, that there was no one more courageous than the Prophet alayhi sallam. The Sahaba would seek refuge in the court of Rasulullah alayhi sallam because he was the most brave. So these qualities rubbed off the greatest leader and the greatest companions alayhim ridwan. Like you said, the forgiving nature. Who doesn't know about the Prophet alayhi sallam and the day of the conquest of Makkah, when the enemies are before the Prophet alayhi sallam, the same people who they took the life of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, other companions as well. The Prophet alayhi sallam said, I will say that there is no rebuke upon you today. You are too free to go. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, all of these qualities, subhanAllah, he gained from the court of Rasulullah alayhi sallam. I just want to touch upon his yaqeen, his utmost reliance upon the sayings of the Prophet alayhi sallam. What happens is, as Muslims today, we hear an ayah or we hear a hadith and momentarily increases our iman. But later on, when we actually face any situation, that's the real test. Do we remember that ayah? Do we remember that hadith at those difficult moments as well? I would like to mention an account of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And this was on the night of migration, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah towards Madinat al-Munawwara. It was a crucial time. The hukum for hijrah came. The Muslims were persecuted and they could no longer live there in peace. So the hukam came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have to migrate. And it was done in a particular way. First the Prophet alayhi salam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, as we know. And that night the Prophet alayhi salam said that the hukam for migration has come, O Ali, we are to migrate. But tonight you will sleep in my bed,
Allah,
wearing a green cloak. No harm will reach you whatsoever. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu knows that the kuffar of that region, Quraysh, they are bloodthirsty. They want the life of the Prophet alayhi salam, ma'adullah. They're trying to assassinate him. But as soon as he hears these words of the Prophet alayhi salam, that no harm will reach you, forgets about everything else.
Allah.
Meaning, if my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to me that nothing will happen, then nothing will happen.
Yes,
just like in the cave, you have a few moments later when again the Prophet alayhi salam will say to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana.
Allah.
So all they needed was to hear these consoling, comforting words of the Prophet alayhi salam. So it so happened, Prophet alayhi salam said, sleep in my bed, in the morning give the trust, the amanat of the Quraysh, give them back to them. And then you are to do hijrah. And
Allah.
3 days later he did as well.
Uh-huh.
He slept in the bed of Rasulullah alayhi salam. He describes that it was a peaceful sleep.
Uh-huh.
Meaning if that was anybody else, they'd be fearful that, oh, someone might attack, someone might enter the house, someone might do something. And we know the situation of the time. But Sayyidina Ali says the night went by peacefully. Nothing happened. He woke up in the morning, gave the trust back, and then also migrated to Madinatul Munawwara as well.
Okay.
So this was the Sahaba. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, when they heard something from the Prophet alayhi salam, they believed in it wholeheartedly.
Basha.
They were firm in that as well. May Allah give us the same yaqeen.
Ameen, ameen. Viewers, there's a lot more to say regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, but we've got our segment as well. We've got the package, inshallah, the advice, today's advice, inshallah. Let's see that today's advice first, inshallah. Jee.
The lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, the son-in-law of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the paternal cousin of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the father of Hasnain Karimain radiyallahu anhum, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a great sahabi of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the amount of narrations that have appeared in regards to his virtues have not appeared for any other sahabi. Subhanallah, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu is that blessed individual who the Prophet alayhi salam referred to and said, Anta akhi fi dunya wal akhirah. You are my brother in this world and the hereafter. In one narration, the beloved alayhi salam said, Man kuntu mawlahu fa'aliyun mawlah. That whoever I am a master for, Ali is his master also. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned that, O Ali, are you not pleased that you are for me like Harun was for Musa alayhi salam? Except that there is no prophet after me. And like this, there are so many narrations regarding Mawla Ali karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. Such a brave, courageous sahabi of the Prophet alayhi salam, the fourth khalifa of Islam. And he served Islam with dedication throughout his life. And he was rewarded at the end of his life with martyrdom, the highest honor. It's known that on the 17th or the 19th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was attacked. An assassination attempt was made. And he was hurt in this attempt to such an extent that on the 21st of Ramadan al-Mubarak, his soul left his blessed body. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was 63 years of age at that time. May Allah Jalla wa Ala shower his immense mercy on him. And for his sake, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve us of our difficulties, our problems and worries. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, we're taking advice from Hafiz Sahib directly here as well. Also advice from Hafiz Sahib, alhamdulillah, in the clips as well, subhanAllah. Allah subhanAllah bring blessings in your lives. Dear viewers, MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, we talked about Kanzal Iman Sharif, alhamdulillah, and we are showing this time to time again, alhamdulillah, why such beautiful translation of the Quran, alhamdulillah, available in the English language, alhamdulillah, which has been translated, alhamdulillah, and published by the published department of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah. This Kanzal Iman Sharif is a need of everyone's home. It should be in everyone's house, alhamdulillah. Try to purchase this. You can order this online as well as walk into any of the Maktabat al-Madina, inshallah, as well, and able to buy it from there as well, inshallah. Hafsab, you know, there's a very beautiful book which is published by Maktabat al-Madina, alhamdulillah, azawajal, and it's called The 72 Sayings of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Mashallah, you know, before we used to hear
sometimes you get people saying that this is the saying of Ali radiallahu anhu, this is the saying of, and sometimes people there were sayings which weren't the sayings of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Maktabat al-Madina has very beautifully published this. 72 sayings of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and for the views of Madina channel, if you can download this free of charge from the website of Daud Sami, www.daudsami.net, inshallah, read them sayings. There's one thing I wanna read in this is mentioned that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I remain very fearful of two things regarding you. So he's talking about the people, saying that I remain fearful of two things regarding you. Number one, he says, following the desires, and number two, long hopes.
Allah.
You know, these are the advice that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is giving, that this is the things which he is fearing regarding us. And if you look at our life today, the following the desires become so common. Everyone's, you look at everyone, everyone's living their lives, they're following their desires. And in the same way, this long hope, you know, people, it's like people's mindset have become so firm that we're going to be living like we're going to live forever. And
long hopes, Abdulhan, by long hopes, this is one of the things that the ulama have written as a disease of the heart. Because what happens is it makes a person procrastinate and put things off. Even Faraid of the Deen, he'll say, oh, I'm not going to perform Hajj until I've done X, Y, and Z. I've got my daughters married off. I've done this, or I've accomplished this. So long hopes is very disastrous for a believer. And it's kind of showing their mentality that I will live, like you said, I will live till 100. Meaning there's no guarantee. How many people passed away with their hopes still there? Meaning they weren't able to fulfill them as well. So like you said, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he was Darul Hikmah. He was a house of wisdom. So and he's saying, if you analyze them, discuss them, implement them, shall I regain blessings in our lives.
MashaAllah. Ustaz Sahib, ye house of wisdom.
علی شیر خدا کرم اللہ تعالی وجہ الکریم انہوں نے علمی مقام کی سی کہ مولا کائنات رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ دے بارے حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماندے سی کہ لولا علی جن لہلا کاؤں مجھے اگر مولا کائنات نہ ہوندے عمر تے ہلاک ہو جاتا ہے اس طرح دے واقعات اب زنان بھائی کتاب بند وچ مینشن کیتے عقل سوچ بھی نہیں سکتی کہ صدر فیصلے بھی مولا شیر خدا کرم اللہ تعالی وجہ الکریم کر سکتے امیزنگ فیصلے عقل تسلیم ہی نہیں کر دی کہ اس طرح دے عجیب و غریب فیصلے مولا کائنات دی بارگاہ چوندے سی مولا کائنات اس طرح حل کر دیتے ایک واقعہ مینشن کیتا گیا کہ دو بندے نا قبیلہ قریش دے ایک عورت دے کول امانت دے طور تے کچھ رقم لے کے گئے 100 دینار نہ کچھ کہندے امانت ہے ساڈی تے کول رکھ لو عورت نوں جا کے کہندے کہ جدوں اسی دونوں اکٹھے آواں گے نا تے سانوں واپس کر دیو تے او ایک سال بعد ایک بندہ گیا عورت کو کہندا کہ مینوں جڑا 100 درہم یا دینار چوں مینوں واپس کر دو تے کیونکہ میرا ساتھی فوت ہو چکے ہیں انہیں تو ہن آنا نہیں تے تسی مینوں پیسے نہ واپس دے دو مینوں ضرورت ہے تے عورت کہنے لگی تے ایگریمنٹ طے سی کہ دونوں تسی اکٹھے آؤ گے تو میں تھانوں پیسے واپس کر دیں گے دونوں اکٹھے آؤ تے میں پیسے واپس کر دینے
اللہ
او کہنے لگا کہ نہیں اس طرح نہیں ہو سکتا کیونکہ تو فوت ہو گیا بندہ مر گیا ہن کدھر آئے گا تے انہیں کچھ پریشر ڈال کے کوئی بندے پا کے وچ نا 100 پاؤنڈ جائے 100 درہم سے لے لیا اگلے سال دوسرا بندہ آ گیا جنہوں کہا سی دوسرے ساتھی نے کہ فوت ہو گیا کہندا پیسے میرا بھی حصہ سی وچ سانو بھی دو جڑے میرے پیسے بن دے واپس کرو سانو کہنے لگی کہ ہوتا تھا تیرا دوست تیرا ساتھی آیا سی انہیں کہا تو فوت ہو چکے ہیں آج میں تو انہوں پیسے واپس کر دیتے ہیں میں کتھو دا ہاں یہ مقدمہ مولا شہر خدا کرم اللہ تعالی وجہ الکریم دی بارگاہ دے وچ پیش کیتا گیا تے مولا علی سمجھ گئے اپنی فراست دے نال کہ یہ دوری بندے چیٹ کر رہے عورت نوں نا تے آپ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے ارشاد فرمایا اچھا کہ عورت نال گل کی ہوئی سی اگریمنٹ معاہدہ کی سی کہنے لگے معاہدہ اے سی کہ جدوں اسی دونوں اکٹھے آواں گے نا پھر پیسے دینے ہیں تے مولا کہہ رہے نے فرمایا کہ ٹھیک ہے تسی دونوں اکٹھے آ جاؤ تہاڈا جڑا 100 پاؤنڈ 100 درہم دینار میرے دوں میں تھانوں دے دوں پتہ سی کہ دونوں نے اکٹھے ہونا نہیں اکٹھے ہونا نہیں تے پیسے انہاں نوں ملنے نہیں اے مولا علی شیر خدا کرم اللہ بارہ وجہ کریم دی حکمت سی تے ماشاءاللہ انہاں نے وزڈم سی تے انہاں دا علمی مقام سی ماشاءاللہ
حدیث ویز عمر انشاء اللہ سٹارٹنگ از کمنگ ٹو دی اینڈ اف اور سلسلہ وی گاٹ ا کپل اف منٹس لیفٹ اینڈ ٹرولی دس واز دی مقام اف سین علی رضی اللہ یو نو ہیلپنگ دوز ہو ار الائیو بٹ سین علی رضی اللہ تعالی واز انٹرسیڈنگ فار دوز ہو ار ان دی گریو دوز ہو ہیڈ پاسڈ اوے اینڈ helping them in their state, in the difficulty. This was the maqam of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And we make dua in the court of the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, removes our difficulties, Ameen. Our problems, our illnesses, and the difficulties of the Muslim Ummah at this time. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.